do with any kernel? And if
I don't know about this kind of translating it, because it will translate a little bit differently to say that the fire of the hell is for the body, is not for the brain. The center of my existence is not this physical one that will be burned with the fire. It is different. And, yes?
And if a fire should dart its flames at the kernel, know that 'tis in order to cook it, not to burn it.
And the fire. Fire is good or bad? Of course it's bad. It burns everything. But look at us, we use it for cooking. And that's why we have time to do everything else. Did you know that? The steak that you take, and it will take you half an hour to eat it. If it is raw, it will take you 3 hours to just eat it. Yeah. Just chewing it. We cook differently. So everything is good and is bad. It depends which angle are you looking at it. Yes?
So long as God is the wise, know that this law is perpetual in the past and in the time that has not come. The pure kernels and the husks are pardoned by him. How then should he burn the kernel? Far from him. If in his grace he beat the head of him, he will feel an eager desire for the red wine. And if he do not beat him, he will remain like the jurist, with his mouth closed against the potations and festivity of these kings. The king said to his cupbearer, O well conducted, why art thou silent? Give, and put him in good humour. Over every mind there is a hidden ruler, cunningly diverts from his purpose whomsoever he will. The sun in the east and his radiance are bound like captives in his chain. He causes the sphere to revolve immediately when he chants half of a cunning spell in its brain. The mind which dominates another mind has the dice from him. He is the master player. The cupbearer gave the jurist several cuffs on the head, saying, Take. The tormented man drained it in dread of blows. He became tipsy and merry and smiling as a garden.
So, what happened? First of all, the story is not simple. We are talking about the king. And he orders. And he will change you. You will receive the orders. It's not that you do whatever you want. Do you remember the beginning of book 6? First paragraph. First page. He was talking about the choice. We wish we had more choices. And it's opposite logically. If you have no choices, then you live. When you have so many choices, this is what it is. Because our choices are expanding. Could you compare your choices with the choices of your grandfather? That's what it is. Our choices will grow bigger and problematic. and there is this order. We'll say, give it to him. And he will take it. If not, I'll beat you. So he will take it and drink it. Then what? Then suddenly that faqih who was believer and blah, 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 doesn't exist. Yes. A glass of wine could change you, your mood, your wishes and everything. Now what? Yes.
He began to act like a boon companion and tell ridiculous stories and made jokes. He became a lion hunter and jolly and snapped his fingers. He went to the privy to urinate. There was a handmaiden in the privy, beautiful as the moon, who was one of the king's servants. When he espied her, his mouth gaped, his reason fled, and his body was ready for violence. Having been celibate for ages, now, eager and drunk, he immediately put both hands on the handmaiden.
When that glass of drink will click off your logical part, then what? Then your animal part is active. Okay, he needed to pee and facing a beautiful lady, yes.
The girl struggled and screamed to resist, but to no avail. She could not overcome him. A woman in the hands of a man at such an occasion is like dough in the hands of a baker. He kneads it now gently, now roughly, and makes it groan under his fist. Now he draws it out flat on a board, now for a bit he rolls it up, now pours water on it and now salt. He puts it to the ordeal of oven and fire. Thus are the sought and the seeker intertwined. The conquered and the conqueror are in this sport.
Oh my God. Could you translate this? Inchin inki chand matlub utlub andarin le'band maqlub uqlub. Poetically, he has gone mad, really, to explain it that, yes, this is how it is. When you're talking about your wishes, where are they coming from? And how are they transformed in you? This is the game that you lose or you win. Yeah.
This sport is not between husband and wife only. This is the practice of everything that is loved and loves. A mutual embracing, like Wis and Ramin, is obligatory between eternal and non-eternal, and between substance and accident. But the sport is of a different character in each case. The embracing is for a different reason in each instance. This is said as a parable for husband and wife, meaning, O husband, do not dismiss thy wife unkindly. On thy wedding night, did not the bridesmaid place her hand in thy hand as a goodly trust? For the evil or good which thou doest unto her, O man worthy of confidence, God will do unto thee.
What does that mean? Suddenly, in the middle of the story, he waited and said, gentlemen, don't be make sure we speak. Somehow, be kind to the wife and all that. What is this? Do you remember? This is the lady. The brain, How do you treat your brain? If you mistreat your brain mistreats you. You should understand that you have different parts. Some part is my brain, another part is my heart. My brain is in me, my heart is outside of me. This is what it is, yes?
To resume, on this occasion, this jurist was so beside himself that neither continence nor asceticism remained in him. The jurist threw himself on a nymph. His fire caught hold of her cotton. Soul was joined to soul, and bodies strove, quivering like two decapitated birds. What was the wine party or the king or Aslan? What was modesty or religion or fear and dread of their lives? Their eyes were contorted like Ayn and Ghain. Here neither Hassan nor Hussein is seen distinctly.
Ayn and Ghain in Arabic alphabet. Ayn is something like this. Ghain is exactly the same thing with one point on top of it. Hassan and Hussein, when they write it in that language, they look exactly the same, except 2 points under the Hussein. So they are somehow mistakeable. He will bring it here to talk about what? چشمشان افتاد اندر عین و غین نه حسن پیداز اینجا نه حسین. That differentiation logically between these and that is not visible here. When you're drunk, you cannot read carefully. So that's what your logical state is, yes?
It became protracted. And how could he return? The king's expectancy, too, passed beyond bounds. The king came to see what had happened. He beheld there the commotion of calamity. The jurist sprang up in terror and fled to the banquet hall and hastily seized the wine cup. The king, full of fire and fury like hell, was thirsting for the blood of the guilty pair. When the jurist saw his enraged and wrathful countenance, which had become bitter and murderous as a cup of poison, he shouted to his cupbearer, "O solicitous, why do you sit dumbfounded? Give and put him in good humor."
Exactly the same thing that the king said at the beginning. Because now he's drunk, he has raped a woman, and now he says that the king is angry and everything is bad. So, you changed my logic, I will change your logic. So, give him the wine. And king started to laugh, understood that, yes, I did it, because he's a drunken fellow. Now, this is not that believer that we start with. Because when you're drunk, you're someone else. Have you ever thought of that? That just by drinking, you become someone else. How is that someone else? That's your animal. That's the one that doesn't even listen to your advice. That's what is in your nature, in your habit. Yes.
The king laughed and said,